Graham, a terrific way to end the season on a high, lots of positivity, really good performance. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I'd agree with all those. The lads were superb from minute one, and you know, like we've said for the last few weeks, we wanted to finish the season on a high. I think we've definitely done that, and we wanted to, you know, the supporters to go away for the summer with a smile on their face and think positively about their team, and I think they will definitely do that because the lads have been superb. You know, since day one of pre-season, they've been very positive. We know we've had setbacks along the way and could improve on what we've done, but for our first season at this level, to finish in the top 10, I think is a fantastic achievement by everyone at the club.
And a really strong start today, two goals in the opening 25 minutes and both really well taken.
Yeah. You know, it's something that obviously has probably burdened us over the course of the 46 games. You know, if we'd maybe scored a couple more, we'd moved up a couple of places. But, you know, we know we can improve on that. But they were two very good goals, superb to see. And I thought we could have had more if just a little bit of a little bit of care in the final third. But overall, our general play was excellent. The way the boys defended and worked, because that is probably the biggest pitch in the league. You know, and it's I thought the ground they covered off the ball was fantastic, both when Port Vale had possession, but both also when we had it, you know, to make angles for each other. And no, it's fantastic seeing all those boys in there deserve a pat on the back for what they've done over not just this season but the last as well.
You restricted Port Vale as well on the home turf to really a few half chances, and cruel deflections robbed you of the clean sheet.
Yeah, that's obviously, you know, what was it, 5 seconds from the end. It's a bit of a disappointing way to end the game, but you know, Port Vale, you know, they've got players like Tom Pope and Marsh out on the wing, and they're a threat. But like I say, I thought the boys played it really well and kept them at arm's length, and whatever they did get, they were under pressure from our defenders. So you know, it's just you know, sad for the lads not to keep a clean sheet, because you know, I know how proud they are of their defensive record this season. I think they've been fantastic, but it was the 3 points we wanted to get, and we got it, and we're happy to take that.
And obviously that takes you into a situation now where you're right at the end of the season, you already have plans in place, I'm sure, for pre-season and tours and things like that. But now comes a retain list, and your job's still not done yet for this year, is it?
No, it's not. We're going to be obviously speaking to all the players on Monday and Tuesday, everyone out of contract, and we'll, you know, obviously we'll give you the names of who will and who won't be here next season. It's a tough time for me as a manager, because what a lot of these boys have done over the last 2 years has been superb, and they haven't let us down at all. And but you know, we know there's a different direction that the club is going in. And we have to take into account all the factors that we will face next season. So, yeah, but I think we've got to enjoy what we've done this season for the next 24, 48 hours. I just want the players to enjoy what they've done over the course of these 12 months at this new level. And then obviously we have to get down to the important work of preparing for next season. But I just want to put on record my admiration for every player in the squad for what they've contributed over the last 2 years. I think they've been absolutely fantastic.